Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Joining us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline from the Chronicle-Telegram. No, he's from the News Herald. What the heck am I thinking?
Yeah, where
Jeff,
is he?
Forgive me, man. Jeff Schudel from the News Herald. And he's been there, what, Jeff, 38 years?
49.
Oh, my God.
49 years?
Are you kidding? You started when you were four, right?
Yeah, I've been there a long time.
A man for all seasons. That's what you need to say in your business
card. He is now. That's for sure. That's
you are a man for all seasons covering all sports here in Northeast Ohio.
So, hey, here we are at the bye week. The team is 6-6, Jeff. It's a little disappointing from what a lot of folks thought it might be. Yet they can still accomplish everything they want to accomplish this year if things change. What's the biggest thing that needs to change for the Browns to start playing a little bit more like they want to play?
Well, that's a great question. I don't think it's any simple answer. And, I mean, this, you guys, I heard you guys talking about what Andrew Berry will not say, and he won't answer. He's really good at not saying a lot. But to me, the question is not so much about the contract for Baker Mayfield, which he definitely won't talk about that, but are they really committed to making him the quarterback for the next 4 or 5 years? That, to me, is the biggest question about Baker Mayfield. Because when you put down that money, no matter what it is, $30 million, $40 million, you can't just...
Even 25, Jeff.
You know? Right. You can't just let's just cut the guy. And if you don't like him, it doesn't work that way. If you make that kind of financial commitment, you are saying this is our guy. And look what happened with Jared Goff, with Carson Wentz. And so to me, that's the biggest question that I think Andrew Berry probably still has about Baker.
Assess Baker, you give me your assessment, Jeff, that, you know, where are we with this guy? Because we've seen some really, really good times. Well, I'm watching a guy that's got scotch tape that's holding one of his arms on right now.
Right.
And I'm trying to figure out, is it fair to evaluate him right now? Are the mistakes that he's making based on the fact that he hasn't rested? Or are they mistakes that aren't correctable? I think that's – if you want to say that Baker's not the guy long term, then in my world, you've got to justify that you think that the mistakes that he makes and the errant passes that happen are not fixable or correctable. And some people say, well, he's in his fourth season, so what makes you think they are? But I think they are. You tell me.
Well, I think there's so much that goes into it. It's when you – I don't know why it is. All of a sudden, it seemed like the receiving core, and I know Jeff has talked about this a lot. I mean, sometimes Jarvis Landry looks old out there. They're not getting that separation that the best receivers do. And now, why is that? I think that's a difficult question to answer, too. I don't think there's any black and white answers for many of these questions. Donovan Peoples-Jones, I expected him to make a big leap from last year to this year, but that hasn't happened. And the mystery man to me, guys, is Rashard Higgins. Now, Higgins was their thin net receiver, yet he was inactive last week. And when you go back to Rashard Higgins, back to the Hugh Jackson days, Hugh Jackson cut him one time, then they re-signed him. Freddie Kitchens didn't have faith in him, and you're not seeing much of him in this offense. So sometimes at some point you have to say it isn't the coaches.
Jeff, I don't want to look too far down the road, you know, for next year with receivers and all. But we all think they'll be adding some guys. What can they do this year with this offense? And I think it's lacked a little imagination. And their creativity has been like a trick play here and there, rather than, you know, maybe different things in play concepts. At least that's the way it seems to me. And I wonder, what do you do with this crew? Because we've seen some things that really work to make it better the rest of the way. You know, is it Kevin not calling plays? Is it Kareem and Nick on the field together in a couple of packages, which still stuns me that that hasn't happened? You know, what should they do with this crew to make it better the rest of the way?
I don't know. I don't think there's any magic wand answer to that question. There's so many things that to me aren't in sync with this offense for whatever reason. And I go back to when Jedrick Wills was injured in that opener, and then they played him the next week against the Texans. I don't think Jedrick Wills is 100% on that ankle. It looks to me like he's setting up slowly, and looks like he's not playing as well as he did as a rookie. And I think that's because of health issues. And now with Jack Conklin out the rest of the year, and Blake Hance has to play right tackle for the next five games, I think that's a big issue. And now we have Harrison Bryant out for three games or whatever. It'll take his ankle to heal. I think there are big issues, and that's why I think making a judgment on Baker Mayfield is difficult for Barry and Stefanski. And when I say what I did about making that projection, I think that's a difficult projection to make, given the way things are going this season. Like, it's not all on Mayfield, I don't believe. So that's a tough call.
So what is your assessment then of Stefanski at this point? Because, I mean, clearly guy was coach of the year last year. The honeymoon feels like it's over. You know, you have embarrassing plays like the fourth down, too many guys on the field after a timeout situation. And you say to yourself, well, what's the head coach seeing here? Why? How does that happen? And then you wonder, and Jeff and I say this, and it's not, well, I'm not trying to criticize the way he's calling plays right now. But what I am saying is the head coach needs to be a leader in all three aspects of the game. And he said that the other day, that he does need to be the leader in all that. But you have to wonder, if you're taking the time out to think about the current play or the next play that's going on 57 times during the game, that's also an opportunity for you not to look at the big picture. So then we're wondering, hey, with six games left to go, playoffs are maybe still on the table if you can get a win against Baltimore this week or a week after the bye, that maybe it might be time to take a step back, let somebody else call the plays, and then see how this thing works for the rest of the season, and then reassess at the end of the year. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that might be a good idea, Andy, because what's happening now just isn't working. And I think you also might have to step back and look at the schedule they played last year. They played the NFC East, and everybody wiped them out.
Yeah. Great point.
And you played the Bengals twice when they weren't as nearly as good as they are now. You played Jacksonville. And there are three teams in the AFC North, the Browns, Steelers, and Ravens, all made the playoffs last year because of that schedule. And, I mean, you look at the Steelers now. I mean, the Steelers didn't have Big Ben last year. But I think that's a factor, that they played that week's schedule. So the Browns win 11 games. Those are seven games right there, the NFC East, Bengals twice, Jacksonville. And they played the Steelers at the end of the year when they didn't play any of their starters. So that's eight of the 11 games right there that the Browns won. So I don't know if this team, we overrated it at the start or what, but I think that's a factor.
Jeff, has the defense turned the corner? Jeff Shedell joining us from the News Herald. Because bottom line to me, how many points did you give up? They're not giving up a whole lot of points.
Right. I mean, people wanted to run Joe Woods out of town after that New England game. Well, that was crazy, in my opinion. I mean, you look at the what you just said, the points they've allowed over the last 6 weeks, that's pretty, you know, most teams would take that every week the way the Browns are playing.
Right.
The secondary is playing better because it's healthier now. And I'll tell you one thing. I've been an advocate for linebackers. I think a lot of NFL teams underrate linebackers. Well, look what Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah is, how he is playing. When you get a linebacker like that, I mean, he really played well in that Baltimore game. So go get another guy like that, and that really would fortify the defense.
I think one of the other issues here, too, that fans want to talk about is why can't we see Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield at the same time? I know they've been hurt, and maybe it would have just been nice to see him for two plays or something like that in the last game. But I don't know why they're so...
It's stunning there's not even a little package.
Yeah, why they're so locked in and not letting those guys on the field at the same time.
We've been asking that question for 2 years now, and we never get a good answer. Oh, yeah, well, the packages are in there. If you had them both in the huddle, the defense isn't going to know. And each guy could line up as a receiver. So you don't know which one's going to be in the backfield, which one might be split out. So I don't know why we don't see that. But we've asked that question many times. And for whatever reason, it doesn't happen. I mean, you have Jamarcus Bradley out there. I can't believe that you wouldn't be better off having Chubb and Hunt out there. But I don't know.
All right, Jeff, we look forward to your questions to Andrew Berry. So get ready, sir.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for having me.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, Jeff.
From the News Herald.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.